Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. Welcome back to Taiwan. This is my column for Country Squire magazine of the 15th of April, 2023. Welcome back to Taiwan. Do you still have diarrhea? Few, if any, people arriving in the landside of customs at Chiang Kai-shek Airport near Taipei in Taiwan will have been greeted like this. The young student sent to welcome me, demonstrating typical Chinese directness and insensitivity, was referring to my previous visit when I arrived from Hong Kong following the worst bout of gastroenteritis I had ever had. And thus memories of that visit, which was my first visit to Taiwan, flooded back, most of them filling me with horror. The previous week my wife and I had been in Hong Kong, where I was working. One day early in the visit we went to Cafe Cool in the Intercontinental Hotel in downtown Hong Kong for lunch. For sweets I selected a variety of fruits and marshmallows and sticks to dip in the chocolate fountain, and that was my first mistake. Clearly someone whose hygiene was not the best had also dipped in the fountain before me. Google tells me that the shortest time for the onset of gastroenteritis is 1 hour. I beg to differ, as I immediately knew that something was wrong as soon as I ate the chocolate-covered sweets. I will spare you the details, but the journey back to Sha Tin, make your own jokes up folks, where we were staying was achieved by bar hopping along the way to the train, and then a gritting of teeth, which is a euphemism, until I was back in our room. There ensued 3 days of violent vomiting and the rest. Suffice to say that on any visit to the bathroom, I was unsure which end to point at the porcelain. I duly recovered with the help of my wife, who, on the verge of calling a doctor, instead purchased some diorolite, disgusting by the way, and I gradually got back on my feet. I was due to visit Taiwan to continue working in the region, but my wife had to return to the UK. We packed hastily before her departure, and unknown to me, my wife went off to Hong Kong International Airport and back to the UK, with something very valuable in her case. More of that later. I flew to Taiwan, and while I had recovered, I was unable to eat without feeling sick. On arrival, I told my host that I would really appreciate just heading to my hotel to rest and that I would be fighting fit the next day. In typical Chinese fashion, she nodded her assent to this arrangement. Chinese people hate to contradict or convey bad news. But instead, we proceeded to a Chinese restaurant where a banquet was laid on for me at a large table full of guests. As the waves of food arrived, waves of nausea engulfed me, which I could only suppress by making frequent visits to the loo to take a few deep breaths. This is not advisable in Chinese loos at 40 degrees centigrade and 95% humidity. My host feared the worst, and I tried to explain that I was not currently suffering from the Taiwan trots, merely getting away from the smell of the food. I ate nothing and was taken to my hotel, where things took another downturn. My wife had packed the bag with her laundry, and that included all my spare underwear. I realised that the underpants I was wearing, soaked as they were with perspiration and sticking to me like cling film, were my only pair. I contacted my host and asked if someone could take me to a chain store as I had to make a purchase. Naturally, I was reluctant to say what it was that I required, but she got it out of me, and several young female students arrived at my room to take me by taxi to a nearby shopping centre. They knew what I wanted, clearly did not believe that I had not had an accident in my pants, yes, they asked me, and proceeded to hold up endless pairs of men's underwear for me to consider. I eventually persuaded them to leave the shop and wait for me outside. Fresh underpants were duly purchased, and I felt that nothing else could go wrong. My optimism was crushed at the last minute on departure from Taiwan. My host and a student I'd got to know over the week arrived in her car to drive me to the airport. On the way, I noticed that this very pleasant and garrulous young lady was rather quiet as she was driving. Then, to my dismay, I noticed beads of perspiration were beginning to form on her brow and soon began to drip down her face. The nearer we got to the airport, the wetter and more worried she looked, the harder she gripped the wheel, and her silence was maintained. I asked my host what was wrong with her, but after an exchange between them in Mandarin, I was none the wiser. I soon found out. We arrived at the airport and I could see my terminal way away in the distance, but the student turned into the first car park, possibly half a mile from the terminal. I began to remonstrate that we needed to be at another closer car park when the car sputtered and stopped we'd run out of petrol. The rest, as they say, is history. I had a long and dangerous walk to the terminal and a long and welcome gin and tonic in the lounge on arrival. Believe it or not, I love Taiwan and have made many visits. I do try to avoid chocolate fountains and being driven to the airport.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublications.com.